Timo's Lawn Services. Got it. Do you think they could help with my flower beds too?
Definitely. Timo's offers landscaping, pressure washing, fence staining, pretty much anything you can think of. Residential or commercial, they're insured and good, honest people. Look up Timo's Lawn Services for a free quote today. T-M-O-W-S.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, still a 70% chance of occasional rain tonight. Overnight low 73. That rain chance up at 80% tomorrow with a high around 80. Still a good chance of rain Saturday. Nice drier air moving in on Sunday with a high of 81.
Who put the bump in the bump shabomp? We did. Cruise and WGCM.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Pafford EMS, Bessard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
We welcome you to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, as we get set for game 127-136 for the Biloxi Shuckers. It's coming down to the wire. 10 games to go in the Shuckers regular season as they try to make the playoffs for the first time since 2019. They enter today a game up for the wild card over the Mississippi Braves. Shavik Blake alongside you. The Shuckers enter today under 500 overall, 61-65, but three games up in the second half, 31-28 in the half. Meanwhile, the Trash Pandas at 57-70 on the year. They're at 24-35 in the second half. The Shuckers a game up on the Mississippi Braves for first place in the wild card standings, while they are 2.5 up on Pensacola, all three teams with 10 games remaining. Shuckers dropped the tough one last night, a 5-2 final, and a Trash Pandas winner. They used four runs in the sixth inning to get it done. Five runs, seven hits, and an error for the Shuckers. Two runs, five hits, and no errors. Brent Carey got the win. Caleb Bowman got the loss. And Camden Manassi picked up the save. But the Shuckers, thanks to an M-Braves loss last night against the Tennessee Smokies, still very much alive to get that wild card spot. The Smokies have won each of the first two against the M-Braves, while the Shuckers have won one and split one in this series against the Trash Pandas. Still a lot of time left in the regular season, though. 10 games to go, including six head-to-head matchups between the Trash Pandas, the M-Braves and the Shuckers at Keyser Federal Park to round out the regular season. It's very much looking like that for the second straight season. The Shuckers' playoff hopes will come down to the final series of the year. Shuckers hoping it turns out a little bit different than last year when they were eliminated on the second-to-last day of the regular season against the Montgomery Biscuits. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by the newest member of the Shuckers. It is Chase Costello. We talked to Chase a little bit about getting the call up from High A, that adjustment period, a little bit about his pitch mix, and how going to an NAIA school helped reinvigorate his love for baseball to follow the indie ball route and find his way here two steps away from the big leagues in his second professional season in affiliated ball. Up comes your way next before first pitch scheduled for 6:35 gets underway on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We roll on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Thursday night baseball. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm David Blake. We're joined by the newest guy to the Biloxi Shuckers. It is Chase Costello. Chase, appreciate the time.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Congratulations, first off, on making it to the Double A level. How about that debut, too? Two shutout innings. You get yourself the win.
Hey, man, zero's the name of the game. I'm not going to complain about it, you know. Maybe took an extra couple more pitches, but zero's a zero, you know.
How much confidence did that give you making your Double-A debut, striking out three and not allowing a run? Like you said, putting up a zero.
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I told you I was not a little nervous, but I definitely couldn't feel a little bit of the legs. They felt a little heavy in that first inning, but after that first inning rolled over, it was fun.
What was it that calmed you down out there?
Just going back to the roots, you know, it's the same game I've played since I was a little kid, you know, still got to hit the ball with the round ball, the round bat. So, I mean, I trust my pitches, you know, pitching my strengths, and obviously it still works.
How special was it to reach the Double-A level? Because a couple of years ago, you were finishing up school at NAIA, you went and played indie ball, and now you're sitting here two steps away from the big leagues.
Yeah, man, I didn't think, I want to say 2 years ago, if you would have told me I'd make it to Double-A in my second year pro ball, I'd tell you that you're lying to me. But I've been working hard and keeping the nose down, you know. It's a really tough sport as it is, but you know, it's not always the smoothest ride, which, you know, makes it kind of hard, but also helps fight through adversity when you're not throwing the ball well, not playing the game well. But overall, I've been having a lot of fun, you know, just going out there trying to stay healthy and trying to throw up as many zeros as I can.
You talk about facing adversity. The team you came up from, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, has not faced any at all this year. It seems like every time you turn around, the T-Rats are winning another game. What's it like coming up to the Double-A level, and not only coming up to Double-A, but you're surrounded by a ton of guys you started out this season with in Appleton?
Yeah, it's nice. Having those guys in Appleton was real fun, and then seeing them move up is great because, they pitched their heart out all year, but seeing them back at the end of the year is always great.
How exciting was it first half in Appleton and winning that first half title?
Oh, dude, that was a special team up there. It seemed like everything was going our way no matter how the game was rolling. It's like we could not lose up there. It was something in the air. But really wishing those guys good luck. They got their last week of the regular season. They start playoffs next week, so hopefully they can bring a ring back to Appleton.
Now you join a team in a playoff run here in Biloxi. How exciting is it to get two different playoff runs in 1 year?
Oh, it's something special. I feel like not a lot of people can do that, you know. But we still got to play well, still got to throw strikes, still got to hit the ball. But I'm real excited to see what this team's got.
What's it like being in those pressure-packed situations? Obviously, end of the first half in Appleton, things seemed like things were coming down to the wire. A lot of high-pressure situations now here in Biloxi. The same sort of thing as you guys end out the year.
To be honest with you, I love pitching in pressure. I feel like it helps me focus a lot more. So I love going in tight situations and stuff like that. So hopefully they keep throwing me into the fire and hopefully I come out with more zeros.
Your stuff has a lot of movement on it out there on the hill. What's the pitch mix for you?
So we got a four seam, we got a sinker, changeup, slider, and I mix in a curveball every now and then. I think I've thrown maybe seven this year. So don't really see a lot of those, but mostly changeup, four seam, sinker, and slider.
How much is it an advantage to you having five different pitches as a reliever? That's an insane number.
Yeah, like you said, these guys, hitting is already hard enough as it is, but I mean, they got a lot of technology, a lot of good guys that, you know the game real well. So I feel like the more the ball moves, the more I can throw strikes, you know, the harder it is going to be for them to hit the ball hard.
How has that stuff improved throughout the year?
I'd say just a lot of, like during catch play, you know, working on different things like targets and sights like that has really helped a lot. I'm going to give a huge shout out to Josh Spence. He really helped me out, like learning how to change eye level and stuff like that, that I had a real tough time at the beginning of the season, but he really helped me out big time this year.
You're also back down south. Grew up in Florida, started out your college career at LSU, went to Stetson, went to St. Thomas and NAIA. Now down here in Biloxi, how fun is it to be back down south?
I feel like I'm back home in this heat, I'll tell you that. I was getting a little spoiled up in Appleton with the weather, but I mean, rather pitch in the hot than the cold. But I mean, it's nice to be easier for the parents to travel up. You know, still got a couple good friends and buddies down south in Louisiana and Mississippi, so hopefully they come to show out and support for the Shuckers.
You're also one of two NAIA guys on this team alongside Nick Merkel, who went to Central Methodist. You went to St. Thomas in Florida. Have you two gotten a chance to connect about all the wild and fun stories that go on in NAIA ball?
Oh, yeah. Ever since the jump last year in low A, me and him always hit it off from different types of stories in NAIA, even in new ball. I mean, it was nothing like this, but, man, was it fun.
What's your favorite story to tell? Because you've had a wild journey, whether it's playing in the Pioneer League, playing NAIA ball. You kind of played everywhere and then some.
Yeah, favorite story. I would say, starting off my career at LSU, one of the best conferences in the country, and ending my career in NAIA was a little bit of a jump. But, I mean, it was definitely a little different. But I think playing NAIA made baseball fun again for me, to be honest with you.
How did it make it fun for you?
I feel like in NAIA, like, you know, it was more like, all right, learning how to pitch, learning the game more, and then in those big SEC teams and stuff like that in that conference, like, it's a business where you got to win, and, like, that's the only thing they care about. NAIA, you know, obviously winning is fun, but learning how to pitch and learning the game while you do it with a more relaxed coaching staff, I felt like, for me, it was a little bit more fun.
How did St. Thomas and what you said, that more relaxed atmosphere, help make you a better pitcher?
Honestly, I think it's taken a lot of stress off of the game itself, because the game's really hard, like I said before, and just making it a little bit easier by taking the stress off, you know, in between innings and after pitching like that, just feel like it's a lot easier on the mental side of the game.
Chase, appreciate the time. Thanks much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas coming up next.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Well,
welcome you back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. We are getting set for the Biloxi Shuckers in the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Game 127 of the season. The Shuckers coming down to the end of their road slate. It's game 66 of 69 on the road slate. David Plake alongside you. It's time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. For the Trash Pandas, it is the righty John O'Reilly, 0-1 with a 3.80 ERA. Coming off, though, a really nice month of August. 1.38 ERA, opponents hitting 190 against him. Today's his 23rd appearance and 10th start, 68 two-thirds innings, 18 walks, 57 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 244 against him. On the other side of things, it's the righty Casey Hunt. That goes for the Shuckers, 0-2 with a 2.38 ERA. It's a battle of two good pitching staffs in a game the Shuckers would love to win to try and create some separation for that wild card spot. We're back after this with First Pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over. Slides. Gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
You're home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Jackson drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
We got a little Dropkick Murphys blaring on the speakers, and we're set for game 127 for the Biloxi Shuckers. Javik Blake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers, a game up for the wild card spot in the South Division with 10 games remaining. Take on the Rocket City Trash Pandas, AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. John O'Reilly gets the start, right-handed arms, 0-1. With a 3.80 ERA today, his 23rd appearance and 10th start of the season. 68 two-thirds innings, 18 walks, 57 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 244 against him. We're about set, ready to go for first pitch in Rocket City. Shuckers lineup starts off with the lefty Dylan O'Reilly. In the two spot, it's Ethan Murray. Brock Wilkin bats third, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. occupies the cleanup spot. It is a gorgeous night for baseball. 82 degrees, partly cloudy. And the righty O'Reilly delivers. First pitch is a called strike one. It's a sinker at 90 miles an hour. And we're off and running. First pitch time tonight, a minute early, 6:34 p.m. Central Time. O'Reilly fires a strike on the inside corner, goes back to the well with that sinker. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. O'Reilly this year hitting 182, with a 320 OBP. The pitch sliced right side of the infield, diving stop by Brown at first. He spins, turns, and underhands to O'Reilly in time. O'Reilly is retired for the first out. And now one away for the righty Ethan Murray. Time to get a look at the defensive alignment tonight for the Trash Pandas. Sam Brown's at first. David Mershon is at second. Denzer Guzman's at short. Matt Kootenay's at third. Outfield from left to right, Tucker Flint, Nelson Rada, and David Calabresi with Tyler Payne behind the plate. The pitch just misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. O'Reilly stands in 6'5", 225 pounds, a native of Northvale, New Jersey. The 1-0 pitch lifted down the left field line, foul, and the count evens 1-1. That was a pitch that Murray could hammer just a bit ahead of it. Murray this year hitting 179 with a home run, 18 driven in. O'Reilly delivers. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. Home plate umpire tonight is Warren Eubanks. Joe McCarthy is the first base umpire, and Chandler Durham is the third base umpire. O'Reilly fires. Murray swings and misses. Checked his swing on an 89-mile-an-hour cutter. He went about three-quarters of the way before he stopped it. Brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Two outs, nobody on. We're just underway in the top of the first inning. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are scoreless. Wilkin, at the very back of the right-handed box, gets the pitch. And he takes just away for ball one. O'Reilly last time out punches two innings against the Smokies. Gave up one run on three hits. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Wilkin this year is hitting 209, 17 homers, 48 driven in. Enters today having homered in back-to-back games. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. The count runs to 2-1. That was the sinker at 94 from O'Reilly. Righty comes set at the belt. Now delivers. Dribbled up the third baseline. Kootenay charges, gloves, slings it to first. It's in plenty of time. And it's a 1-2-3 top of the first inning from O'Reilly. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the bottom half. It's the righty Casey Hunt who gets to work when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the first inning, and Kyle Clemente Hunt, KC Hunt, is out to make his fifth AA start of the year. And make his 13th start of the season between three different levels. He's been a star for the Shuckers, 0-2, but a 2.38 ERA. He's made four starts, 22 2/3 innings. He has struck out 29 and has walked just two, while opponents are hitting 221 against him. He faces a Trash Pandas order that is signed by third-year manager Andy Schatzley and built by Renova Roofing. Hunt's former college teammate David Mershon is in the leadoff spot. Denzar Guzman bats second. Tucker Flint bats third. And Sam Brown rounds out the top four. A year ago, Mershon and Hunt were teammates at Mississippi State. Now, two steps away from the big leagues, they face off against each other. And we are underway. First pitch misses off the outside corner, a fastball at 91. And the count runs to a ball and no strikes on the switch hitter, Mershon. Mershon's in from the left side against the righty Hunt. The pitch misses up and away. And the count goes to 2-0. Mershon hitting 293 with a 352 OBP. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike at the knees. And the count goes to 2-1. Mershon drafted in the 18th round of this year's draft. The 2-1 pitch. He takes up and away. And the count goes to 3-1. Well, already we're seeing a small strike zone from home plate umpire Warren Eubanks. Not exactly a surprise. The Shuckers have had him a lot this year. It is one of the smaller strike zones we've seen in the Southern League. The 3-1 pitch, Mershon takes low, and for just the third time all year, Casey Hunt allows a walk. And it's a leadoff walk and brings up the righty Denzar Guzman. Guzman hitting 203 this season, 6 homers, 27 driven in, and a 295 OBP. The pitch is a called strike one on the inside corner. Hunt gets ahead. Guzman hitting 203 this season, 6 homers and 27 driven in. Hunt checks over to first, and Mershon is back in plenty of time. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first tonight for the Shuckers. Ethan Murray's at second. Casey Martin at short. Frank Wilkins at third. Outfield from left to right. Adam Hall, Dylan O'Ray, and Xavier Warren. The pitch launched out towards center. O'Ray charges on the run, makes a shoestring catch, fires back towards first, and Mershon scrambles back to the bag. It's a hard line out from Guzman. And now one away, one on for the lefty Tucker Flint. Hunt, 24-year-old native of Wyckoff, New Jersey. Stands in at 6'3", 200 pounds. Faces the home run leader for the Trash Pandas in Flint. The pitch, big curveball, misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Hunt throws a little bit of everything. Fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and a changeup. But the man who signed as an undrafted free agent with the Brewers back last July. Check back to first, and his former teammate just gets back in time. Flint this year hitting 249, 16 homers, 58 driven in. Both those numbers lead the team, and a 794 OPS. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Flint stands at the very back of the left-handed box. Check back to first. Mershon gets back in time. Hunt out on the mound rocking some custom Nike cleats. The pitch. Flint fouls it off. Kale back to the screen. And the count goes to 2-1. He's got some Nike dunks that he's turned into cleats. The base is white. It's got a black Nike swoosh in the front part of the shoe. The accent color is black, while the back part is Carolina blue. The 2-1 pitch. Flint takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. He might be challenging Nick Merkel right now for the best shoe game on the Shuckers pitching staff. We saw Merkel last time the Shuckers were in Rapid City bring out the Reebok Riesing cleats. 2-2 pitch. Flint takes a curveball low, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. We're in the bottom of the first inning, and we're scoreless. The pitch, Mershon off to second, swing and a miss. Kale from his knees on two hops is not in time. Mershon swipes his fifth stolen base of the year. Flint strikes out on a slider. And now two outs with the runner in scoring position for the lefty, Sam Brown. Brown digs in, back of the left-handed box against the righty Hunt. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Hunt delivers. Curveball, called the strike. Right on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Brown this year hitting 221, four homers and 51 driven in. The 0-1 pitch. Misses up and in. Fastball at 92. And the count evens 1-1. Hunt is coming off his best start. Not just a professional, but since he arrived on campus at Mississippi State. 6 1/3 shutout innings last time out. 1-1 pitch. Hit on two, hops up the middle. Speared by Martin behind second. Fires to first. It's in time. And that ends the inning. Hunt works around the leadoff walk. Brown smashed it off the bat at 106, but a nice job by Martin to get the Shuckers out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're scoreless into the second on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. leads it off for the Shuckers in the top of the second. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are scoreless. Game three of a six-game set. And the righty John O'Reilly delivers. First pitch misses off the outside corner. A changeup at 81. And the count goes to 1-0. Martinez has been a star in this second half for the Shuckers, hitting 335. 1-0 pitch misses low and inside. And the count goes to 2-0. Average on the year up to 276. He's homered 12 times, driven in 55. And he leads the team with an 808 OPS. And he calls time to tie his right shoe. Always important to note whether guys are the two bunny ears or loop, swoop, and pull. Martinez is in the loop, swoop, and pull category. And he digs back in. His right shoe tied tight. O'Reilly delivers. Martinez takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. Martinez, always a character. yesterday in the pregame show is ranking cuisines of the world. The 3-0 pitch. He swings and skies it. Foul territory, third base side. Payne, the catcher, stands under it, ditches the mask, takes a step back towards the plate, makes the catch. Martinez is retired. One away now for Lamar Sparks. One out, nobody on. Sparks digs in, very back of the right-handed box. We're scoreless in the top of the second. One out, nobody on. O'Reilly fires. It's a fastball that misses away for ball one. Sparks this year hitting .277 with a .334 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. Shot out to right. Calabresi over towards the line, and it drops in for a base hit. He cuts it off towards the corner. Sparks hustles into second. Throw is cut off by Mershon. By the time Mershon cuts it off, Sparks is already starting to take off his batting gloves. It's a one-out double. That extends his hit streak to 5 in a row. And brings up the righty Adam Hall. One out, one on. And the righty Hall now digs in. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball blows it by him at 93, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Well, if you were to take a poll of who would be the top four hitters by average in the second half for the Shuckers on June 25th, the day the second half started, the 0-1 pitch misses up and in, and it gets him on the elbow guard. Well, after Martinez pops out, Sparks doubles, Hall's hit by a pitch, and up comes Xavier Warren. But if you were to poll somebody on who they would think would be the top four hitters by average in the Shuckers order in the second half, I doubt you'd find many that would go Scott, Hall, Sparks, and Martinez. Connor Scott also was not part of the organization when this happened. He's hitting .256, Hall's at .263, Sparks at .311, and Martinez at .335. The pitch misses up and away to the switch hitter Warren, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren bats from the left side against the righty O'Reilly, hitting .209 this season, 10 homers, 50 driven in. The pitch, swing and a miss, gets him out in front of a changeup at 83, and the count evens 1-1. O'Reilly comes set, infield shifts towards first. Now the pitch. Tipped foul at the plate. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Sparks off second. Hall's off first. O'Reilly delivers. Warren swings and misses. After a couple of change-ups in the low 80s, he dials one up to 95. Strikes out Warren. Now two away for the righty Nick Cale. Cale, a right-handed bat, hitting .171 this season with a .281 OBP. Shuckers right now would love some runs. It has been an offense that has been trying to get going since early August. The pitch to Cale. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers entered the month of August as the hottest team in minor league baseball. In the month of July, they averaged 6.2 runs per game. Since then, they've only averaged a little over 3.5 per game. 108 runs in the last 30 games. 1-0 pitch. Cale swings and drives it down the left field line, but foul. And the count evens 1-1. Second time tonight, the Shuckers have been all over a pitch from O'Reilly, but just a bit ahead. Hall at first, Sparks at second. We're scoreless in the top of the set. O'Reilly fires. Slider, chopped foul, third base side. The count goes to 1-2. Checkers have scored 4 runs or less in 6 of their last 8 games. They won a span where it seemed like every other night, especially in the month of July, the Checkers were scoring 5 or more. And that's been their key to success. The 1-2 pitch. Kale takes up, and the count evens 2-2. You look at the numbers this year. The Checkers, when they score at least 5 runs in a game, are 42-9. They are 19-56 when they score less than 5. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And O'Reilly gets out of the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. O'Reilly strands the double and the hit batter. And we're scoreless through an inning and a half. Rocket City up to bat next against KC Hunt. This is Biloxi Checkers Baseball on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Orlando Martinez digs in as we start the bottom of the second inning. Shuckers Trash Pandas are scoreless. And the righty KC Hunt delivers home. First pitch misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers had 2 on and 1 away in the top of the inning, but weren't able to get anything home. Meanwhile, Hunt works around a leadoff walk in the first. The pitch is a big bender at 76. And the count evens 1-1. That was the pitch last time out that led to a lot of success for Hunt against the Biscuits. The 1-1 pitch. Martinez swings and misses. Elevated fastball at 90. And the count goes to 1-2. Hunt only struck out 6, but of those 6 strikeouts, about 5 of them made batters look foolish on that curveball. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez lines it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 1-2. Martinez hitting 247 on the year with a 343 OBP. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez takes just off the inside corner. Fastball at 92. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch misses low. And the count goes to 3-2. Hunt threw just 16 pitches in the first inning. Checkers would love some length out of Hunt. The 3-2 pitch misses low and inside. And KC Hunt, 5 batters in to his 5th start, has already tied how many walks he's had entering today. He walked just 2 in his first 22 and 2/3. Now he walks 2 in the first 5 batters he faces tonight. And it brings up the righty Tyler Payne. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second. Leadoff man has reached in both innings for Racket City. Payne digs in. The pitch. Payne swings and misses. Tried to elevate an already elevated fastball. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch. Payne chops it towards third. Wilkin charges, spears it, double clutches, fires to first. It's just in time. No! Yes, it is in time. Martinez dropped it, but the ruling is that he dropped it on the transfer. Payne's retired. Now one away for the lefty, David Calabresi. Almost disaster there for the Shackers. Brings up the lefty, David Calabresi. Calabresi, 210 hitter this year with a 340 OBP. Second straight inning that the Trash Pandas have had a runner in scoring position. First pitch is a slider that's lifted down the left field line. Hall is after it, and it tails foul out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hunt got lucky there. He hung one. Calabresi just got under it. Counts a no ball and a strike. Runner on second with one out. The righty Hunt comes set. Now the pitch. Misses low. Slider at 87. And the count evens 1-1. Alrighty, Hunt sets the belt. Checker's infield shifts towards first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at 87. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Hunt deals. Misses low. And the count evens 2-2. That was a cutter. That's been his dominant pitch tonight. That's been the main pitch he's used. Really alternated between that, the fastball, and the curveball. We have not really seen a ton of the changeup tonight. 2-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Curveball at 79, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Payoff pitch. Tipped into Cale Smith for strike three. There's two away. Well, with the cutter at 87, top of the zone. And now life gets a little bit easier. The Shackers infield can play back, and the righty Matt Kootenay digs in. Check that. The lefty, Matt Kootenay, digs in. Kootenay's hitting 190 this year at the 264 OBP. Hunt delivers. Kootenay takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. We're scoreless. Runner on second. Bottom of the second. Hunt gets the sign from Kalen, comes set. Now the pitch. Kootenay takes low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Kootenay, former 10th-round pick of the Angels back in 2022 out of Old Dominion. The 2-0 pitch. Kootenay takes low and just low. Cal runs to 3-0. It has been a lot of 3-0 counts tonight. Three ball counts tonight for Casey Hunt. He's already walked two after walking two total coming into today. The 3-0 pitch. Kootenay takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. Hunt delivers. Swing and a miss. Cutter top of the zone at 86, and all of a sudden, the count's full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt's done a terrific job to battle back in this count. The payoff pitch. Tipped foul ball back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. And Hunt wants a new baseball. Tosses one, first base side of the dugout. Gets a new one from Nick Kemp. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 away. Hunt delivers. Broken bat flare out towards right. Foul territory. Martinez, the first baseman, is over, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. Well, for the second straight inning, it's a leadoff walk. And then Hunt retires the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through two, and we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Well, we knew coming into today, likely a bullpen day and a Johnny Holstaff night for the Rocket City Trash Pandas, and they're already into the bullpen. John O'Reilly done after 2 innings on the hill. Gives up 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. And he gives way to the lefty Houston Harding. There is a lot of Mississippi State Bulldogs on the field right now. Casey Hunt, Shuckers starter, a former Bulldog. And the same with Harding. His first pitch misses up and away to the righty Casey Martin, and we're off and running in the top of the third inning. Shuckers, Trash Pandas scoreless. Harding quickly comes home and misses inside. Looks like he's trying to almost quick pitch the Shuckers here. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. There is no time between pitches for Harding. He takes a breath, now takes a moment for the first time all night. The 2-1 delivery. Martin takes low, checks his swing. First base umpire McCarthy says he does not go. The count goes to 3-1. Harding has gone 9 2/3 innings with the Trash Pandas. 3-1 pitch, misses up and in, and he works very quick but does not throw the ball anywhere near the zone and walks Martin on 5 pitches. Harding sent to make his 4th appearance. All of them have been in relief. He's given up 2 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. Last time out was his longest appearance with the Trash Pandas. Went 5 innings, did not allow a run, gave up 2 hits. That was on Saturday night. Lefty Harding delivers. Lefty Dylan O'Reilly takes low. Payne blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-0. We're scoreless in the top of the third. 1 on, nobody out. Harding originally signed as an undrafted free agent in 2021 out of Mississippi State. The 1-0 pitch. O'Reilly takes up and away. And the count goes to 2-0. Harding comes set. Now the pitch. O'Reilly takes a strike. And the count goes to 2-1. That's just the second strike thrown by Harding tonight. He's thrown 8 pitches. Just 2 of them have been in the zone. O'Reilly's ahead in the count. He's 0-1 tonight. The pitch. He takes low and away. And the count goes to 3-1. Well, right now, everything just looks a little out of sync for Harding. The 3-1 pitch is a called strike top of the zone. O'Reilly thought it was 4. Tossed his bat back towards the Shecker's dugout. But instead, it's a full count with nobody out. Martin's at first. We're scoreless in the top of the 3rd inning. Payoff pitch. Misses up and away. Didn't miss by much, but it's back-to-back walks for Harding. And it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Shankers have a runner in scoring position for the 2nd straight inning. Payne walks out from behind home plate, dots up some signals to the infield. Corners play in for the Trash Pandas. Middle infield plays back, and it shifted a little bit towards 3rd. The lefty Harding delivers. Murray swings and misses. Change up off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch, bunt shown, bunted up the first baseline. Harding chases after it, grabs it from his knees, fires to Brown at first. It's just in time. But a well-placed sacrifice bunt puts runners on 2nd and 3rd with 1 away for Brock Wilkin. The sacrifice goes 1-3. And up comes Wilkin. Wilkins 0-1 tonight, grounded out to 3rd back in the 1st inning. The lefty Harding fires. It's a called strike at the top of the zone, and the count goes to 0-1. Infield in for Racket City. Checkers tonight 0-2 with a runner in scoring position. The 0-1 pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. A massive cut at a 90-mile-an-hour heater. And the count goes to 0-2. That's the pitch that Wilkin loves to damage. A fastball center cut up near the letters. But he missed that time. The 0-2 pitch. Wilkin shoots it. First base side, and it is a fair ball, and it rolls around in the corner. It deflects out to Calabresi and right. Martin and O'Reilly both score. Wilkins in a 2nd with a 2 RBI double. And the Shuckers take a 2-0 lead. That was off the bat at 99 miles an hour. Wilkins up to 50 runs driven in. And brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. That was a perfect place ball. Everybody was shifted over towards 3rd. And Wilkin, something he was working on the cage today, goes the other way with it. It brings up Martinez. Harding fires. Martinez taking all the way, takes strike 1. It's a curveball at 77. Those are 2 big-time RBIs for Brock. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez swings and hits a high fly ball out to right center, not deep. Calabresi, the right fielder's in, and he makes the catch. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. It's the righty Lamar Sparks up for the Shuckers, and the pitch he gets from the lefty Houston Harding misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have a 2-0 lead thanks to a 2-RBI double from Brock Wilkin. The pitch. Sparks takes a strike. And the count evens 1-1. Brings up the 50 RBI mark this year for Wilkin, and more importantly, gives the Shuckers a lead. A game that they would love to win. The 1-1 pitch. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Harding fires. Sparks takes up and away. It's a changeup that slipped out of Harding's hand. Count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lefty Harding stares in. Now delivers. Sparks rolls it to short. Guzman backhands it in the hole. Steadies, fires to first, and beats Sparks by a step. But the Shuckers strike for two. 2 runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. Brock Wilkins, 2 RBI double, gives the Shuckers a 2-0 lead through 2.5. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper for Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And early, on to a 2-0 Shuckers lead. We go to the bottom of the third. Casey Hunt has got some run support. That hasn't always been the case this year. But he's got an opportunity to pitch deep into this thing. Pitch to the lefty Nelson. He's a called strike on the outside corner. Hunt so far in the first two innings has struck out two. And he's made it a little harder on himself. First four starts were just too easy for him. The 0-1 pitch. Rado takes up, and the count evens 1-1. Hunt has walked the first batter in each of the first two innings. And then he's gone 1-2-3 right here. First inning, line out, strike out, ground out. Second inning, ground out, strike out, pop out. The pitch to Rado. Misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Rada takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. Rada's hitting .223 on the year, 30 driven in, and a .312 OBP. Hunt delivers. Fouled back. The count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Rada swings and rolls it right side of the infield. Murray dives, bats it down at second, fires the first, not in time. Murray's head smashed off the ground. His sunglasses are in short center. He picks up his cap. Rada beats it out. It would have been a miraculous play, but a lot of props to Murray for keeping it in the infield. Training staff stays in the dugout, and everything seems to be okay with Murray. In that situation, you're always worried about a concussion. But he seems all set. Sunglasses seem to be okay. The other part was the defensive alignment chart that went into short center. He just checks it. And the pitch to Mershon. This is inside. A delayed steal from Rada. The throw to second is not in time. And Rada picks up his 33rd stolen base of the year. And the count goes to 1-0. It's a 2-0 Shuckers lead. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Mershon tonight walked back in the first inning. The pitch, curveball, is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, a long cut on an 87-mile-an-hour cutter from Hunt. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rada takes a short lead off second. The 2-2, swing and a miss, where Sean goes fishing on an 88-mile-an-hour cutter. That's the third strikeout tonight for Hunt. It's the second on the cutter. Now one away with the runner in scoring position for Denzer Guzman. Guzman's 0-for-1 tonight, lined out to center back in the first. The pinch from Hunt. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Misses low. It's a slider at 84, and the count goes to 2-0. Rada takes his lead off second. Hunt trying to maneuver around base runners for the third straight inning. There's been a lot of traffic tonight. 2-0 pitch. Lifted out to short center. Murray races out. Array's in. He makes the catch at his shoe tops. Fires it back in towards the infield. And a soft pop out from Guzman to center. Now brings up the lefty Tucker Flint. Trash pan is tonight now 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. And it brings up the lefty Tucker Flint. Team high 58 runs driven in this year. Two out, runner on second. It is a 2-0 Shuckers lead in the bottom of the third. The pitch, swing and a miss. Flint spirals himself at the plate on a 79-mile-an-hour curveball. And the count goes to 0 balls and a strike. Flint struck out on a slider back in the first inning. 0-for-1 tonight. The 0-1 misses low. Fastball at 92. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. This is a big night for the Shuckers. M Braves and Smokies postponed earlier tonight. They'll make it up with 2 tomorrow. Shuckers with a win could end up a game and a half up with 9 to go. And a game in hand. 1-1 pitch. Misses low and inside at 92. And the count goes to 2-1. It's all coming down to the wire. And it's doing it for the second straight year for the Shuckers. Last year, they had that magical road trip. The two-week road trip before coming home to end the year. The Shuckers went 11-1. Came home needing to win 4 of 6 against Montgomery. The 2-1 pitch. Jess misses away. Cutter at 86. The count goes to 3-1. Shuckers were in playoff contention until the final night of the season. Shuckers last year played 137 games. They were in it until the end of game 136. The 3-1 pitch. Flint tips it in a Kalesman. And the count goes to 3-2. Shuckers hoping that by next Saturday, they're still in the playoff hunt or having already clinched a playoff spot. It's going to come down to the series between the Shuckers and M-Braves. Final battle of Mississippi. The pitch misses up, and it's the third walk of the day for Hunt. That is a new career high. Now runners in first and second with two away for Sam Brown. And Nick Cale walks out to the mound to talk to Hunt. Most of the infield is joined, everybody but Brock Wilkin. And the meeting disperses. Everybody jogs back. And Casey Hunt is set to face the lefty Sam Brown. Sam Brown digs in against Hunt. The pitch. Misses low when the count goes to 1-0. It's only the third inning, but this seems like a big-time plate appearance in this one. Runners on first and second with two away. Hunt trying to work around traffic for the third straight inning. The pitch to the lefty. Brown checks his swing. And home plate umpire Eubanks says he goes around. A 79-mile-an-hour curveball. And the count evens 1-1. Flint's at first. Rada's at second. It's a 2-0 Shuckers lead in the last of the third. Hunt delivers. The miss is off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Hunt comes set at the belt. Now delivers. Misses low and inside, and the count runs to 3-1. Hunt right now on the mound just looks visibly frustrated. He's thrown 62 pitches, 32 out of the zone, just 30 strikes. The 3-1 pitch. Brown swings and misses. Digs down with a cutter low at 87, and the count goes full. What a spike. Battling a bit of command issues. Hunt has a chance to get out of this inning unscathed. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Runners on first and second. The payoff pitch. Runners go. Brown takes low and away. We mentioned at the start, the strike zone for Warren Eubanks, the smallest in the Southern League by quite a wide margin. Hunt thought he had strike three at the knees, but instead it loads the bases for Orlando Martinez. Right out of third, Flint to second, Brown to first. And that brings out the pitching coach, Will Shearholz. Harold Chirino is starting to get warm in the Shuckers' pen. This is a thin Shuckers' bullpen. A lot of guys being asked to be starters out of this pen to help fill the gaps. The Shuckers really have two true starters, Casey Hunt and Tate Keener. A lot of guys are going multiple innings out of this pen. Shuckers have 9 guys in total out there. Last night, they avoided using their high leverage arms. Wasner, Meeker, and Bowman all used. But today, Blake Holub, Justin Yeager, Harold Chirino, all available. That big three out of the Shuckers' pen. But they'd really love if Harold Chirino didn't have to come in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch, rope towards short center, Mark. Out he reaches, and it drops in for a single. Latta scores, Flint rounds third and comes home. It is a two RBI single from Orlando Martinez, and it's a 2-2 game. Brown to second, Martinez up to 32 runs driven in, and Harold Chirino starts to work a little bit faster out of that Shuckers bullpen. Big innings have been the thing that have hurt the Shuckers in this series. Yesterday, they gave up four runs in the inning that turned into being the difference. That was in the sixth inning yesterday. Runners in first and second. Pitch to the righty, Payne, is a called strike one. Well, that ball four call to Sam Brown that Casey Hunt and Nick Cale thought was strike three. Right now, looming large in this thing. Two on, two out. It's a 2-2 game. The pitch. Payne fists it out towards short right center. Warren's over. He slides and he makes the catch. And the Shuckers get out of the inning without any more damage. That could have turned disastrous if it fell, but instead, we're tied at 2-3. Two runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the fourth, and it's a brand new ball game. A 2-2 score on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
It may be September 5th, but the Rocket City Trash Pandas have skipped over Halloween, they've skipped over Thanksgiving, and they've gone straight to Feliz Navidad on the PA system. We go to the fourth inning. It's a 2-2 game. Pitch from Houston Harding is fouled off by the righty Adam Hall, and we're back underway. Trash Pandas got back into this with two runs in the bottom of the third. Lefty Harding delivers home. Swing and a miss. Changeup off the outside corner at 73. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hall was hit by a pitch back in the second inning against starter John O'Reilly for the Trash Pandas. The pitch is popped foul up in our direction, and it is out of play. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or a window in the press box, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Harding toes the rubber. Now the pitch. Hall checks his swing. McCarthy says he does not go. It's a curveball at 73. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Goes around on a changeup low at 74. And Hall's retired for the out. One out, nobody on, and the switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in. That's from the right side against the lefty Harding. Harding fires. Warren takes a strike on the inside corner. It's a curveball at 78. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Harding quickly. Toe taps twice and comes home. Misses away and the count evens 1-1. Harding is doing everything he can to disrupt any sort of timing from the Shuckers. Toe tapping twice, coming home quick. A little bit of a knee jerk. Now stands still for a moment. Picks up his leg. Comes home. Warren shoots it down the right field line. Brown is after it. In a foul territory. Keeps on the move. And it drops down foul when he slams into the sidewall. Almost goes up and over. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two away. Harding climbs the rubber. Now steps on the hill. 9 to go on the pitch clock. And about as loose as you can, delivers home. Misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Houston Harding's trying his best to be a clone of Nestor Cortez Jr. on the hill right now. The Yankees pitcher, 2-2 pitch, misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. We've seen 6 different windups from Harding. This is his second inning on the hill, and he fires home. Misses up, and it's ball 4. I kid you not, he just stepped on the mound and acted like he was playing men's league softball on a Sunday and just kind of towed the rubber, gently picked up his leg and threw it home. One on, one away, and it brings up the righty Nick Cale in a 2-2 game. It's got to be maddening if you're a Shuckers player right now. The pitch. Cale takes low and the count goes to 1-0. There's no easy way to pick up anything that he's doing. The 1-0 pitch. Cale takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Cale swings and misses way ahead of a changeup at 74, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses low. Payne blocks it up. And the count goes to 3-1. Harding was the star and the guy for the Mississippi State Bulldogs when they won the national title in 2021, the first national title for any team in school history. 3-1 pitch. Roped down the left field line. Foul off the netting. And the count goes full. He made 21 appearances and 8 starts. It was a guy who the Bulldogs tapped late in the College World Series to be a starter. Got the start in game 2. The Bulldogs got the win and then the very next night won the College World Series. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Now the pitch. Cale swings and misses. Flails at a changeup off the outside corner at 73. And now two away for the righty, Casey Martin. It's a 2-2 game in the top of the fourth inning. Harding picks up his leg and delivers. That misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Harding, born and raised in Mississippi, born in Coldwater, Mississippi, went to high school in Tennessee. 1-0 pitch. Is a called strike top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. Played junior college ball in the state of Mississippi at Itawamba Community College in Fulton before going up to Stark Vegas. The pitch, swing and a miss. Change up low at 75, and the count goes to 1-2. Harding's entire MO right now is how slow can I throw the baseball and get swings and misses. And it's working quite well for him. It's almost like David Fletcher, but with changeups. Nothing's been north of 75. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And what do you know? A 72-mile-an-hour changeup gets Martin swinging, and that ends the inning. He wouldn't even get charged with a speeding ticket on the highway. And he strikes out 3 in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The crafty lefty shuts out the Shuckers in the top of the fourth. And KC Hunt, his former teammate, back to the hill when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
That's how I get my grill on.
We head to the bottom of the fourth, and KC Hunt is back to work for the Shuckers. Faces the lefty, David Calabresi. First pitch. Here's a called strike one, and we're back underway in Madison, Alabama. It's a 2-2 game. Both teams scored two runs in the third inning. Shuckers two in the top half. Trash Pandas two in the bottom. The pitch is lifted down the left field line. It tails towards the foul line, and it is foul. One hop off the sidewall. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Calabresi's 0-for-1 tonight, struck out swinging on a high cutter back in the second. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's already postponed. M Braves and Smokies postponed due to torrential rain at Trismark Park in Pearl. The 0-2 pitch. Calabresi swings and misses. The same pitch gets him swinging again. It's a cutter high, this time at 85. And now one away for the lefty, Matt Kootenay. They'll make up that postponed game tomorrow with a doubleheader at Trismark Park. Elsewhere, top four, Pensacola trails the Barons 2-0. And top five lookouts lead the Biscuits 2-1. The pitch to the lefty, Kootenay, is chopped right side of the infield. Two big hops to Murray. He gets it, fires to first, and Kootenay's retired for the second out. Well, this right here is exactly what the doctor ordered for Hunt. And he's thrown just four pitches to get two outs in the inning after he needed 67 to get through the first three. And he faces the lefty, Nelson Rana. Two out, nobody on in a 2-2 game. Hunt delivers. Rada takes just up, and the count goes to 1-0. Curveball at 78. Hunt takes a breath on the hill. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch is lifted out towards left, all on the run, and it drops in for a single. Lado's 2-for-2 tonight. Single in the third and a single here in the fourth. And up comes the switch hitter, David Mershon. Well, it's the third time Hunt's faced his former Mississippi State teammate. Each guy's won once. Mershon walked in the first. Hunt struck him out in third. It's a 2-2 game in the fourth inning. Hunt delivers. Mershon spoils it foul back to the screen. The count goes to no balls and a strike. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. Check over to first. Morata's back in time. He's already swiped one base today. Up to 33 on the season and 42 attempts. The 0-1 pitch. Mershon takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Check over to first. Rada jumps back to the bag and just gets there in time. Martinez is up with a hobble. He's wincing as he tries to put some weight on that right foot and walks back to first. You hope everything's okay for the guy that has quite literally been the star in this Shuckers lineup for the entirety of the second half. Rada takes his lead. 1-1 pitch. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Martinez seems to be good now over at first. The pitch. Misses up and away. Fake back pick to first. Rada jumps back to the bag. And the count goes to 3-1. And Casey Hunt right now is not getting any strike calls in the outside corner. Three balls, one strike, two away. The pitch. Rada's off to second. Swing and a miss. Throw to second from Kale. The tag. Not in time. The count goes full, and Rada swipes his 34th bag of the year. Three balls, two strikes, and two away. Go-ahead runs at second for the Trash Pandas. Hunt comes set. Now the pitch. Misses low, and it's ball four. That's the fifth walk of the night for Hunt. It's just been an uncharacteristic night as far as control goes. Guy who had entered today having walked all of 18 batters all season in 23 appearances and 12 starts between three levels. Little different today, though. Righty Denzar Guzman digs in. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 92. It's a 2-2 game. Two out, two on, bottom of the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, dots a curveball low, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hunt delivers. Misses low. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. That was the cutter at 87. Guzman, 0-for-2 on the night. Flown out to center twice. Two on, two out in a 2-2 game. Hunt deals. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-1 in a 2-2 game in the bottom of the fourth inning. A lot of twos on the scoreboard right now. The pitch. Hit on one, hop to short, speared by Martin, goes to second, and it's in time. Just beats Mershon, and that ends the inning. Well, for the third time in four innings, Hunt works around some traffic. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth. It's a 2-2 game on the Shockers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Dylan O'Reilly leads it off for the Shuckers as we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's a lefty-lefty matchup against O'Reilly, and the pitcher Houston Harding. His first pitch is a curveball and a called strike one. For just joining us, it's a 2-2 game. Both teams scored two runs in the third inning, and nobody scored since. Nobody scored before. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Houston Harding is into his third inning on the hill, and he hasn't thrown a pitch over 80 miles an hour since the start of the third inning. He takes a moment off the mound as O'Reilly steps out. Harding's about halfway to second off the back of the mound, now walks up, toes the rubber, kicks around some dirt, and quickly comes home. The pitch is chopped first base side and foul, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Houston Harding has to take the top prize for maybe the weirdest pitching motion we've seen all year. Sometimes he goes fast. Sometimes he goes slow. Sometimes he just kind of walks up to the mound and soft tosses it home. Now a full windup and the 0-2 pitch. Misses up and the count goes to 1-2. That was a fastball at 91. That's the first time he's thrown a pinch over 80 since the third. The 1-2 pitch. O'Reilly takes off the outside corner. There's that changeup at 73. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Chopped first base side over the bag, but foul. And the count stays at 2-2. O'Reilly tonight is 0-for-1. Grounded out to first back in the first. Through a walk, came around to score in the third inning. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch from Harding. O'Reilly takes Loman away. It's a fastball at 88. The count goes full. The payoff pitch. O'Reilly takes up and away for ball four. And he draws his second walk of the night. That brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. It's a 2-2 game in the top of the fifth inning. Murray 0-for-1 tonight. Dropped down a beautiful sack bunt in the third inning to move two runners up. Brock Wolkin then drove both of them in with a double to give the Shuckers a 2-0 lead. The pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone. It's a changeup at 76, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch misses off the inside corner. Fastball at 87. And the count evens 1-1. One on, nobody out, the top of the fifth inning. Harding stares in and gets the signs from Payne. He checks over to first. The Rays back standing and back in plenty of time. Count evens 1-1. The pitch, swing and a miss. Change up at 75. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. It's a 2-2 game in the top of the fifth. Shuckers enter today a game up on the Embrays for the wild card spot. Win tonight would go a long way with 10 to go. The 1-2 pitch, check swing. And he goes around. A changeup at 75 off the outside corner gets Murray swinging. It's Harding's fourth strikeout of the night. And it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. One out, one on. It's a 2-2 game in the fifth. The pitch misses low and inside. And the count goes to 1-0. Wilkins 1-for-2 today with a 2-RBI double back in the third. He's now driven in 4 in 3 games this series, and he's up to 50 driven in on the season. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkins takes low and inside. It's a curveball at 77, and the count goes to 2-0. Harding checks over to first. The Rays back in time. He's the speed threat in the Shuckers lineup. 27 of 34 in stolen bases this year. 27 leads the Shuckers. Now the 2-0 pitch. He's off the second pitch. Is a called strike. The throw to second on a hop is not in time. Mershon whiffs on the tag initially. And O'Ray swipes his 28th of the year. It's a 2-1 count. It was a called strike by the home plate umpire, Eubanks. Two balls, one strike, one away. O'Ray takes his lead off second, and the lefty Harding comes set. Now the pitch. Wilkin takes away. A ball that barely reaches the plate at 74, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Wilkins swings and misses. Trying to wait on the changeup at 74 and just mistimed it. Counts now at 3-2. Harding stares down O'Ray. Now delivers. Wilkin rolls it third base side foul and will do it again. Harding about to throw his 18th pitch of the inning. He's already thrown 63 tonight. He's almost reached 20 pitches in 3 batters. 3-2, 1 away. The pitch, O'Ray off to third. Wilkin dribbles it foul. Another changeup, this time low at 73. And the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Harding delivers. Wilkin rolls it left side of the infield. Guzman backhands it at short, fires on the run to first, the stretch in time. Brown with a massive stretch at first, gets Wilkin by a half step. Array stays put at second, and now two away for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Well, that ground out works almost exactly the same as a strikeout. It brings up the lefty Martinez. Martinez 0 for 2 tonight. Pop out to the catcher and a fly out to right. It's a 2-2 game, top five. Checkers have the go-ahead run at second. Harding fires. Martinez takes the strike. It's a change of Anthony's at 75. Harding's pitch distribution tonight has been nutty. He's gone 60% changeup. The 0-1 pitch. Popped foul behind home plate. Another changeup. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. He knows the Sheckers right now are having trouble with the pitch, and he's not throwing anything else. It is slow, slower, and slowest as everything just flutters on in. The pitch misses low. Payne blocks it up. Count goes to 1-2. It's a 2-2 game in the top of the fifth. One ball, two strikes, two out. And the go-ahead run at second in Dylan O'Ray. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that ends the inning. A 72-mile-an-hour changeup. Records Harding's fifth strikeout of the night. And we're through four and a half. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's a 2-2 game on the Sheckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Sheckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Sheckers box office or online at BiloxiSheckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Sheckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Sheckers box office or online at BiloxiSheckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Sheckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Sheckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Sheckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Harold Chirino enters for the Sheckers. Casey Hunt done after his shortest double-A start. Gives up two runs on three hits over four innings, five walks, and four strikeouts. And the lefty Tucker Flint digs in against the righty Chirino. It's a 2-2 game, bottom five in Racket City. The pitch misses up and away for ball one. Javik Blake back alongside you. We appreciate you spending your Thursday night with us. Chirino, the righty, delivers home. Swing and a miss. A high-octane fastball. That one comes in at 96. And evens the count on a ball and a strike. Chirino makes his fifth appearance with the Sheckers. First couple have been some up, some down. He's gone 5 2/3 innings, one walk, nine strikeouts. That's the good. The down part is that Chirino has allowed six runs and three homers. The 1-1 pitch. Flint takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Chirino last time out gave up a run on a solo shot to the Biscuits. That was back on Saturday night through 22 pitches. The pitch is a curveball and a called strike against Flint. Count evens 2-2. Flint tonight 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Slider on the outside corner at 81. Now one away for the lefty, Sam Brown. Number 2-2 in the last of the fifth. Lefty Sam Brown digs in. He's 0-1 tonight with a ground out and a walk. Chirino delivers. He takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. We'd like to say a big hello to Kane and Sarah listening in tonight on the Text the Booth line. Same with Faith and Glenn in Long Beach and George in Grand Ridge, Florida. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike. Count evens 1-1. As always, you can join in with our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. The 1-1 delivery. Brown swings and loops it out to left. Hall back on it. Towards the warning track, he reaches up and he makes the catch in stride. Brown's retired for the second out. Brings up the lefty Orlando Martinez. He's the reason this game's tied at two. Had a game-tying 2-RBI single in the third inning. It's a 2-2 game, two out, nobody on in the last of the fifth inning. Chirino fires. Lifted foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. That one was at 97 from Chirino. The 0-1 pitch. Rolled third base side by Wolken and into left for a single. Hall charges and grabs it. It's a hard turnaround first for Martinez. He's reached base three times tonight. He has two hits. And the righty Tyler Payne now digs in. Tyler Payne now digs in. It's a 2-2 game. Go-ahead runs on first for Racket City. Chirino fires. Runner off to second. Hits tapped foul third base side. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Payne tonight is 0-2. Ground out to third and a fly out to right. It's a 2-2 game in the bottom of the fifth. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Torino's gotten ahead of the count. We'll see what he goes with here. Two out, one on, and a 2-2 game. Chirino delivers. Sliced out to center. O'Ray charges, now goes back on, leaps, and he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. If that gets over O'Ray's head, Trash Pandas take a 3-2 lead. Instead, it's a scoreless fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth. It's a 2-2 game on the Checkers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
7.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Houston Harding's back to work as we go to the top of the sixth inning. It is a 2-2 game, and the lefty delivers the righty, Omar Sparks. First pitch is a curveball and a called strike one. Fabric Blake alongside you. We appreciate you spending your Thursday night with us. It's a 2-2 game as we head to the late stages. Harding delivers the 0-1 pitch. Sliced out to right. Calabrese barely moves and reels it in chest high. Sparks is out, one away. And it brings up the righty Adam Hall. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for Station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Houston Harding, the lefty, faces Adam Hall, the righty. Top of the sixth, one out, no one on. The pitch is a called strike, top of the zone. And Harding gets ahead in the count. Hall tonight is 0-for-1. Strikeout. He's been hit by a pitch. The 0-1 pitch misses low. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers have been held hitless since Brock Wilkins' 2-RBI double in the third. Shuckers today have just 2 runs on 2 hits. 1-1 pitch misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. The pitch, roped to short, right to Guzman. Doesn't even move, just stands it short and reels it in. Hall's retired for the second out. Up comes the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren's 0-for-1 tonight, strikeout. He's drawn a walk. It's a 2-2 game, 2 out, nobody on in the sixth. Harding delivers. Called strike on the inside corner. It's a curveball at 77. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Harding waits a moment. Waits some more. Now with 2 seconds left, delivers home. Swing and a miss. Change up at 71. It gets slower and slower and slower from Harding. Counts of no balls and 2 strikes. He's kept the Shuckers hitters off balance all night long. Right now he's struck out 5 3⅔. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. It tips off of Payne's mitt. He just got a piece of it. And the count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Warren checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 1-2. McCarthy's had a good eye for those check swings down at first tonight. Crew chief for this umpiring crew. 1-2, 2 away. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike 3. It pops out of Payne's mitt. He picks it up, slaps the tag on Warren. And that ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 sixth from Harding. And we're through 5.5. It's a 2-2 game. And Harold Chirino is back to work when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Left to the pitcher's duel in Madison, Alabama. It's a 2-2 game as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. David Blake alongside you on what's starting to become a chilly Thursday evening in early September. Righty Harold Chirino's out for his second inning, and he delivers home to the lefty David Calabresi. First pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Calabresi 0-for-2 tonight with two strikeouts. Struck out twice on Hunch Cutter. The 1-0 pitch. Roped right side and into the outfield for a base hit. Warren picks it up and right. Calabresi reaches. And now the leadoff man is on. The go-ahead runs it first. And it brings up the lefty Matt Kootenay. Kootenay 0-for-2 tonight with a pop out and a ground out. It's a 2-2 game in the last of the sixth. Chirino delivers. It misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Remember, the Shuckers enter today a game up for the wild card spot over Mississippi. Mississippi postponed tonight. They'll play two tomorrow in a doubleheader. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. If the Shuckers do not win tonight, they'll be just a half game ahead of Mississippi with nine games to go. The Embraves, meanwhile, would have 10 to go. Check back to first. Calabresi's just back in time. This is not a team that runs a lot. The Trash Pandas only have two guys in the active roster with more than nine stolen bases this year. Calabresi isn't one of them, just 3-for-4. The 1-1 pitch, he's off to second, though, and it's punched towards center. O'Reilly's in on it, and he makes the catch. Calabresi retreats back to first. The hit run was on, but Kootenay's retired. One away, one on, and the lefty Nelson Rana digs it. Rada's 2-for-2 tonight with two singles. It's a 2-2 game in the bottom of the sixth. Chirino delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. The way it works out for the Shuckers playoff-wise is that entering next week, if they're a game or two games up on the Embraves, they'll need to win just three. The 2-0 pitch. Slice down the left field line and foul. And the count goes to 2-1. Meanwhile, the Shuckers are tied a game back or two games back. They'll need to win 4 of 6 against the Embraves. So they enter today just a game ahead. That would mean they would need to win just 3 next week. Last time they took on the Embraves, they lost 5 of 6. That was a couple weeks ago. The 2-1 pitch. Rada takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 95. And the count goes to 3-1. It is going to come down to the final series of the year for the second straight season. Shuckers last year eliminated on the second to last day of the regular season. The 3-1 pitch, runner off to second. Rada takes the strike. The throw to second is in time. And Calabresi's retired. And Calabresi's not leaving second. He's caught stealing for the second time this year in 5 attempts. Now 2 away and a full count on Rada. Chirino comes set. Now the pitch. Rada swings and misses. Fastball in the outside corner at 96. And Chirino gets out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh. It's a 2-2 game on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Ready, Brady Chobin enters for the Trash Pandas as we go to the seventh. It's a 2-2 game. Shuckers down to the wire here in the regular season. One game up on the Embraves. They were postponed earlier tonight. The Shuckers a chance to extend their lead to a game and a half heading into Friday. They're in a 2-2 deadlock. Righty Nick Kale digs in. Righty Chobin fires, and the first pitch is skied out towards short center. Mershon, the second baseman, tracks back on it. He's under it, navigates the wind, and he drops it off the heel of his mitt. And Kale reaches. Well, the Shuckers get a gift. It's Mershon's seventh error of the year. And the Shuckers hit their first base runner since Dylan O'Ray went off the fifth with a walk. Brings up the righty, Casey Martin. Chobin delivers. Martin takes the strike at the top of the zone. Count goes to 0-1. Final line tonight for Houston Harding. He goes 4 innings, gives up 2 runs on 1 hit. The pitch is a called strike 2 on the outside corner. Harding walks 4, strikes out 6, and throws 80 pitches. Chobin comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch misses low. Payne blacks it up. Count goes to 1-2. Chauvin makes his 18th appearance of the season. 6.41 ERA in 19 and two-thirds innings. 9 walks, 14 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .249 against him. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Called strike 3. Sinker at 96 on the outside corner. Martin strikes out for the second time tonight. It's the 10th strikeout by Trash Panda pitching. And it brings up Dylan O'Ray at the top of the order. O'Ray's 0 for 1 tonight with 2 walks. 2-2 the score, top of the 7th, 1 on, 1 away. Cale dances, the pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Almost looked like for a moment Cale was going to take a jump to second, but stopped after he scampered about 3 steps. Count at 1-0. Harding deals. Pitch misses low. Payne blocks it up, and count goes to 2-0. Apologies, Chauvin is on the hill, right-handed arm. He stands in 6'5", 240 pounds out of Barberton, Ohio. Chauvin comes in. Now the 2-0 pitch. O'Ray takes the strike. And the count goes to 2-1. Chauvin was signed as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Rio Grande in Rio Grande, Ohio. Check back to first. Cale dives back. Back in plenty of time. Two balls, one strike, one away. Chauvin deals. O'Ray takes a strike at the knees. A fastball at 94. And the count evens 2-2. Two-two pitch. Chap toward short. Guzman charges, gets it off his back foot, rockets it to first. It's in time. Could have had a chance possibly to get Cale at second, but instead opted for the easy play at first. O'Ray's retired. Now two outs with the runner in scoring position. And up comes the righty, Ethan Murray. It's a 2-2 game in the top of the 7th. Two outs and a runner on second. Righty-righty matchup. Chauvin comes set. Now the pitch. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray's 0 for 2 tonight. Dropped down a sack bunt in the third, and he struck out twice. The 1-0 pitch. Murray takes up. Count goes to 2-0. Out in the Shuckers bullpen, it's Blake Holub who's starting to get warm. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Dribbled foul back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Chauvin delivers. Murray fouls it off. Out of play, first base side, and we'll do it again. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The 2-2 pitch. Murray checks his swing and he goes around. Slider off the outside corner at 86. Shuckers get the leadoff man on but can't move him home. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. It's time to stretch. In Madison, it's a 2-2 game on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Big guns in a 2-2 game. Eric Torino done after two scoreless innings on the hill. And the Shuckers turn to a guy who's been a stud out of this bullpen in Blake Hollop. He makes his 18th appearance of the year, 22 and a third innings, and has yet to allow an earned run. It's a 2-2 game. And the switch hitter, David Mershon, in from the left side, gets the pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you. It's a 2-2 game. All runs came in the third inning. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Third base umpire says he does not go. Fastball low at 94. The count goes to 2-0. Hollub, two walks, 28 strikeouts, and 22 and a third innings. Makes his first appearance since Saturday night when he went two innings. 2-0 pitch. Fiston on the infield. Off the mound is Hollub, third base side, and he makes the catch. Almost loses his cap. And Mershon's retired for the out. One away, and it brings up the righty, Denzar Guzman. In steps Guzman. Right-handed bat against the righty, Hollub. Guzman's 0 for 3 tonight. Hollub delivers. Guzman takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Well, tonight certainly isn't a must-win for the Shuckers, but it's almost a can't-lose. Mississippi getting rained out earlier tonight. The 2-0 pitch, fouled back, and the count goes to 2-2. The Shuckers are unable to win tonight, and the M-Braves win just one of the two games tomorrow. The most the Shuckers can be is back to a game ahead. And there's even a possibility that the Shuckers remain tied in the division. 2-1 pitch is sliced out to right center. O'Reilly's after it, and it hangs up and up for him to make a basket catch towards right center. Now two away for the lefty, Tucker Flint. If the Shuckers do not win, and even if they win tomorrow, the M-Braves would have to just win one to remain just a game behind the Shuckers. If they win two and the Shuckers just win tomorrow, then the two teams are tied with eight to go. Line on the line here, two out, nobody on. The pitch to Flint. He checks his swing. Third base umpire Durham says he does not go around. And the count goes to 1-0. Flynn tonight 0 for 2 with two strikeouts and a walk. The 1-0 pitch. Flynn swings and misses. A nice slider at 88. And the count evens 1-1. He buried it at Flynn's knees. The 1-1 pitch. Sliced foul. Out of play in the third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Holub comes in. Now the pitch. Check swing. Called strike three. A slider at the knees at 86. And Flint's down looking to finish off a 1-2-3 inning from Holub. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. It's a 2-2 game on the Checkers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Get ready to begin the top of the eighth inning at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Checkers and the Trash Pandas are knotted at two. The righty Brady Chobin's out for his second inning on the hill. It's a 2-2 game. We're late in the game. The Checkers would love to win to help out their playoff chances. And the righty Chobin delivers to the righty Wilkin. First pitch is a big curveball, and it misses low for ball one. Wilkin tonight, 1-for-3 with a 2-RBI double. Gave the Checkers a 2-0 lead in the third inning. The 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Wilkin's had himself a series. Three hits, all of them have gone for extra bases. And he's driven in four. Chobin delivers. Wilkin rolls it right side. Mershon to his left, grabs it at second, goes towards right center and fires to first. Wilkin's retired for the first out. One away, nobody on, and up comes the powerful Ernesto Martinez Jr. Checkers are looking for the spark right now. They've been pretty much completely shut down since Wilkin's two-out single. Check that one-out double in the third. They don't have a hit since. The pitch. Martinez takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-1. Martinez 0-for-3 tonight. Strikeout, fly out, a pop out. The 0-1 pitch. He takes low. It's a slider at 86. And the count evens 1-1. It has been quite the second half for Martinez. All across the AA leaderboards. 1-1 pitch. Swings and misses. Takes a massive hack at an 86-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to 1-2. In the second half, Martinez, third in AA in average, fifth in OBP, and fifth in OPS. That OPS of 947, almost 300 points higher than the Southern League average in the second half. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez takes low. Slider at 86. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. He takes inside, scampers out of the way of a 96-mile-an-hour heater. And the count goes full. The payoff pitch misses low, ball four. And the Shuckers get a man on with one away for Lamar Sparks. Sparks digs in from the right side. It's a 2-2 game in the top of the eighth inning. Righty Chobin comes set. Now deals. Sparks takes a strike. The count goes to 0-1. Sparks is 1-for-3 tonight. He's now 7 for his last 17 at the plate with 3 doubles. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike 2. Fastball at the knees at 96. Shuckers need a big hit. Right now they're searching for who's going to get it. It's a 2-2 game in the top of the eighth. The 0-2 pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Chases a slider at 88. And now two away for the righty, Adam Hall. Two out, one on. And Hall digs in. He's 0-for-2 tonight with a strikeout. He's been hit by a pitch. All righty, Chilman comes set. Martinez off first. The pitch. Hall takes low. It bounces off Payne's mitt to the screen. And Martinez jogs to second on the wild pitch. Shuckers now have a runner in scoring position. The 1-0 pitch. Hall takes up. It almost gets by Payne again. 95 way up. And the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers tonight 1-for-8 with a runner in scoring position. A hit here likely gives him a 3-2 lead. The 2-0 pitch. Hall slices it down the right field line. Calabresi towards the line, and it drops in for a base hit. Martinez rounds third and hustles home. The throw on three bounces goes to third. And the Shuckers get a big-time hit from Adam Hall. It's an RBI single, and it's a 3-2 lead. Brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. It's Hall's 15th RBI of the year. Warren now digs in from the left side. Talk about a big-time hit. Shuckers needed a jolt into the offense after not having a hit since the third inning. The pitch. Tagged foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers got a big one there from Adam Hall. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes off the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead in the top of the eighth inning. Chobin delivers. Warren takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch misses inside off Payne's chest protector. And Hall scrambles to second on the wild pitch. That ball didn't even get to home plate. The Shuckers have another runner in scoring position. Certainly wouldn't hate some insurance right now. It's a 2-2 count with two away. Chobin delivers. Misses off the outside corner. The count goes full. The payoff pitch. Pops foul behind home plate. Gets out of play. Count stays full. Free two pitch. Misses low and it's ball four. Three of the last four have reached for the Shuckers against Chobin. And it brings up the righty Nick Kale with runners in first and second. Pitching coach Michael Wirtz is out to the mound. 22 pitches this inning from Brady Chobin. Shuckers have taken a 3-2 lead. It's been a walk, a wild pitch, and an RBI single from Adam Hall that's gotten home the run. Nick Kale digs in. Two on, two out. It's a 3-2 lead for the Shuckers here in the eighth inning. The righty Chobin fires. Kale waves through a slow slider. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Kale tonight 0 for 3. Two strikeouts, and he reached on an error last time up. The 0-1 pitch. Shot first base side, foul. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Chobin delivers. Kale chops it to short. Guzman charges gloves. Fingers on the run to first, and that ends the inning. But not before Adam Hall gives the Shuckers the lead. One run, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. And the Shuckers lead it 3-2 after 7.5. Blake Hollywood's back to the hill when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, your broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead. Adam Hall, hero in the top of the eighth inning, gave the Shuckers the lead with an RBI single. Scored Ernesto Martinez Jr. from second. Ronnie Blake Hollab is out for his second inning after a flawless seventh. Faces the lefty Sam Brown. First pitch of the eighth. Misses up and away from Hollab, and the count goes to 1-0. He needed all of 11 pitches to get through the seventh. Pop out, fly out, and finished the inning off with a gorgeous strikeout to get Tucker Flynn. 1-0 pitch. Slider backdoors it, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. Collum delivers. Chops it out of the infield. Comes to Murray, grabs it on the knee, back to his feet, delivers a strong throw to first. And Brown's retired for the first down. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the seven, Biscuits trail the Lookout 7-1. Elsewhere, bottom seven, Barons lead the Blue Wahoos 4-1. And the M Braves and Smokies rained out tonight. They'll make it up with two tomorrow. The pitch misses up and away. And Orlando Martinez gets ahead in the count. Ball and no strikes. One out, nobody on. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead in the last of the eighth inning. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Chess misses off the inside corner at 95. The count goes to 2-1. Martinez tonight, 2-for-2, two runs driven in and a walk. The 2-1 pitch. Slider just misses off the outside corner at 86. The count goes to 3-1. Out the Shuckers bullpen. Your Southern League leader in saves, Justin Yeager's milling around. The 3-1 pitch misses up, and it's a 5-pitch, 1-out walk. Brings up the righty, Tyler Payne, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Tie runs at first, one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Justin Yeager starting to get warm. Darian Miller has put on the catcher's gear. Chuckers hoping they don't have to use Yeager until the ninth. Check back to first, a bit high, almost gets by Martinez. And Orlando Martinez dives back in time. It's a 3-2 game. One out. Bottom eight. Hollab delivers. Payne tips it in a Kales mitt. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Martinez out first. Hollab sets the belt. Now the pitch. Payne swings and misses. Fastball tap of the zone at 94. And Hollow gets ahead 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Pops foul, first base side and out of play. And we'll do it again. The 0-2 pitch, lifted towards center, and it's down for a base hit. Martinez chugs to second, O'Reilly fires it in. And now runners on first and second with one away for the lefty, David Calabresi. Calabresi's 1-for-3 tonight with a single back in the sixth, and Justin Yeager starting to get warm a little quicker down in that Shuckers bullpen. It's a 3-2 game. Hollab fires. It's a called strike one. It's a 3-2 game. One out, two on. Bottom of the eighth inning. Hollab sets the belt. Now the pitch. Calabresi takes low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. Olive's thrown 15 pitches in this eighth inning. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first. The 2-1 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one away. Olive comes set. Now the pitch misses up and in, and they are loaded up with one away for Matt Kootenay. And that brings out Will Schierholz. We'll take 10 seconds for station ID. Let everybody catch their breath before this plate appearance. Bases loaded, one away in a 3-2 game. 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
We welcome you back to Toyota Field in Rocket City. Shuckers 3, Trash Pandas 2. Blake Holub, who has been such a shining star for the Shuckers in 2024. As the bases loaded and one away, Shuckers closer Justin Yeager's warming in the pen if needed. Shuckers clinging to a one-run lead. It's a 3-2 advantage in the bottom of the eighth. With one away, the lefty Matt Kootenay digs in. Kootenay's 0-for-3 tonight. Pop out, ground out, and a fly out. Shuckers at the corners in, middle infield's back. Righty Holub delivers. Kootenay takes the strike. Fastball on the outside corner at 95. Martinez at third, Payne at second, Calabresi's at first. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Kootenay this year, 1-for-2 with the bases loaded. Trash Pandas hitting .274 as a team this year with the bases loaded. The 0-2 pitch. Jack swing does not go. And the count goes to 1-2. Fastball high at 95. Bases loaded, one away. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Kootenay chops first base side. Martinez gloves, comes home with it. It's in time. Martinez is retired for the second out. Base is still loaded, but now two away for the lefty Urata. Kootenay reaches on a fielder's choice. He's at first. Calabresi's at second. Haynes at third. And up comes Nelson Urata. The young 19-year-old, 2-for-3 tonight with two singles and a strikeout. Rada, 3-for-12 this year with the bases loaded. Gets the pitch. Rope two, hops, Murray dives, grabs it at second, fires from his knees, it's in time, and the Shuckers get out of the inning. The play of the year from Ethan Murray, and the Shuckers hang on to a 3-2 lead into the ninth. Murray on a dive snagged it and fired to first to preserve the lead, and we go to the ninth. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, three runners left on. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead through eight on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com.
BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville, and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We end of the ninth. New pitcher in the ballgame. First pitch misses up and in to the righty, Casey Martin. It is Kenyon Yovan who comes in, and the Shuckers clinging to a 3-2 lead. They just got out of the bottom of the eighth with the play of the year from Orlando Martinez. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. The play of the year to prevent a couple runs from scoring. Ethan Murray, a diving stop up the middle at second, fired to first to get Nelson Rada by a step. Yovan delivers. Fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. This is shaping up right now. Ethan Murray's play to be the play of the year for the Shuckers. You put all the context of how big this game is, and oh my. Murray might have saved a playoff hope. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Yovan fires. Swing and a miss. And Martin's down on strikes for the first half. Final line tonight for Brady Chopin. He goes two innings, currently on the hook for the loss. Gives up one run on one hit, two walks, and three strikeouts. And he throws 41 pitches. Yovan, the righty. Out of the stretch, delivers. Lefty Array takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike, and the count evens 1-1. Yovan makes his sixth appearance of the year with the Trash Pandas. 6 1/3 innings. No runs allowed. Has not allowed a hit. One walk and 7 strikeouts. Yovan fires. Ray chops it first base side and foul. And the count at 1-2. The pitch, called strike three. Fastball at 94 at the knees, and Yovan's gone back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the ninth. And up comes Ethan Murray. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead. Two out, nobody on. The pitch. Is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-1. Yovan's 1-1 pitch comes home. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Yovan sets. Now delivers. Murray swings and drives it out to deep right center. Rada back towards the warning track. He's got some room, and he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 8.5. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead, and the Southern League saves leader, Justin Yeager, is out for the bottom half. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We welcome you to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead, and out comes the Southern League saves leader in Justin Yeager. He's got 17 of them this year in 20 attempts, 43 appearances, 47 innings, and a 4.21 ERA. Today, he's trying to protect the 3-2 lead against Rocket City. And David Mershon digs in from the left side. First pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Yeager last time out was terrific. Worked around a hit and a walk with two strikeouts and a scoreless ninth inning to pick up the save in game two of Tuesday's doubleheader. 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers right now are quite literally hanging on to a 3-2 lead. Worked out of a bases loaded one out jam with a couple of defensive web jams in the eighth. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. By the way, Yeager's in for Blake Hallup, done after two scoreless innings on the hill. One hit, two walks, and a strikeout. 33 pitches. The 2-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Mershon's 0 for 2 tonight with two walks. Yeager delivers. Called strike two. Slider on the inside corner at 84. Mershon calls time and steps out. Win tonight. Put the Shuckers a game and a half above the M Braves for the wild card spot with nine to go. 3-2 pitch. Rolled left side of the infield. Martin, who is right back, hands it towards third. Fires to first. Big stretch. Got him. Martinez, a massive stretch at first. And there's one away. The defense is coming alive tonight for the Shuckers. Brings up the righty, Denzar Guzman. Guzman, 0 for 4 tonight. The pitch to him is a fastball up, but it's a called strike one right at the letters. Shuckers 3, Trash Pandas 2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Yeager delivers. Misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Popped up behind first. Martinez settles under it towards the tarp, and he makes the catch in foul territory. There's two away. There's nobody else the Trash Pandas would rather have up. The game on the line. They're down to their final out, and their best hitter, Tucker Flint, digs in. Checkers, though, have found him out tonight. 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts and a walk. Two out, nobody on. 3-2 Shuckers in the bottom of the ninth. Yeager delivers. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch is a called strike. Backdoors a slider at 84, and the count evens 1-1. Yeager deals. Chopped first base side and foul. And the Trash Pandas are down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes, and two away. Yeager delivers. Flint swings and misses. Buries a slider, and the Shuckers hang on for a 3-2 win. They're now a game and a half up for the wild card with 9 to go. And Yeager picks up his league-winning 18th save of the season. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base for Rocket City. Yeager retires him in order. Picks up the save. Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show comes your way next. Blake Hollab the win, Brady Jobin the loss, Justin Yeager the save, as the Shuckers hang on for a big-time 3-2 win in Rocket City. We'll take a break. Be back with the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. We'll get you all the totals and numbers from tonight, as well as a look around the Southern League and the Brewers organization, and an all-important check of the standings with 9 to go in the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. We're back after this.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
It's a big-time win for the Biloxi Shuckers for the playoff race, trying to make it for the first time since 2019, and they get a 3-2 win over the Rocket City Trash Pandas at Toyota Field on a Thursday night. Javik White alongside you as we welcome you inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. The Shuckers, 3 runs, 3 hits, and no errors. The Trash Pandas, 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error. With the win, the Shuckers now a game and a half up on the M Braves for the final playoff spot and the wild card in the South Division. If all things hold, the Shuckers will need to win 3 next week against the M Braves. The M Braves in action tomorrow with a doubleheader against the Tennessee Smokies. The Shuckers improved to 62-65 on the season, 32-28 in the second half, while the Trash Pandas improved, fall to 57-71 on the season, and 24-36 in the second half. Winning pitcher tonight is Blake Hollop. He continues to be a star for the Shuckers. Goes 2 scoreless innings and picks up his second save of the second win of the year. He improves to 2-0. Brady Chobin gets the loss. He falls to 2-3. Justin Ager picks up the save with a perfect ninth inning. 3 up, 3 down. And he picks up his league-leading 18th save of the season. Time to get to tonight's scoring summary. The Shuckers got 2 runs in the top of the third inning on a 2-RBI double from Brock Wilkin. Orlando Martinez responded with a 2-RBI single in the bottom of the third. And the Shuckers got the final run home on a clutch RBI single from Adam Hall in the eighth inning. That gave the Shuckers a 3-2 lead. Final time of the game tonight. 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of 3,754 at Toyota Field. Take a break when we come back. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update across the Southern League and the Brewers organization. All comes your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
We welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Javik Blake alongside you as you wrap things up from a big-time Shuckers win. They win it by a 3-2 final. They hang on for a 1-run win over the Rocket City Trash Pandas, the Sheckers, now 17-23 in one-run games this season. They are now 15-12 in games decided by two runs or less here in the second half. Three runs, three hits, no errors for the Sheckers. For the Trash Pandas, two runs, six hits, and an error. Blake Hollub gets the win and improves to 2-0. Brady Chobin, the loss, falls to 2-3. Justin Yeager, a perfect ninth inning, picks up his 18th save of the season. Time to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. One game still going on in the Southern League. It is a 7-6 Lookouts lead over the Biscuits. They are in the top of the ninth inning. Everything else has gone final. The Blue Wahoos fall to the Barons by a 4-1 final. They now slip to 3.5 games behind the Sheckers for the wild card. The M Braves and Smokies postponed earlier today. They'll make it up with two tomorrow. And the M Braves will wake up. The Sheckers' magic number entering tomorrow is 9 for the wild card spot, with 9 to go, including 6 games against the M Braves back in Biloxi starting on Tuesday. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization as well. It is the bottom of the ninth inning. One game still in action. It is a 9-2 lead for the Gwinnett Stripers over the Nashville Sounds, as the Sounds have a man on with one away. Everything else has gone final around the system. The Carolina Mudcats fall 12-6 to the Delmarva Shorebirds, but the big highlight, Brewers' first-round pick from this year, high schooler Braylon Payne, makes his professional debut and tallies a triple for his first professional hit with the Mudcats. Elsewhere in High A, the Cedar Rapids Colonels take down the Brewers' High A affiliate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a 5-3 score earlier today. Sheckers win it by a 3-2 final. They're back in action tomorrow. It is the lefty Nate Peterson that gets the start for the Sheckers. 3-8 with a 3.94 ERA. The Trash Pandas have yet to name a starter. 6:35 first pitch tomorrow night. We'll be at you with the Biloxi Sheckers pregame show starting at 6:15 on the Biloxi Sheckers radio network. Again, your final score, Sheckers 3, Trash Pandas 2. Sheckers a game and a half up for the wild card with 9 to go. That's what the magic number stands at, 9, as the Sheckers, 3 left to go in this series before they return home for 6 against the M Braves to close out the regular season. This has been the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network's coverage of Biloxi Sheckers baseball. For all of us, I'm Jacob Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 6:15 first pitch, 6:35 first pitch, 6:15 pregame on the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Sheckers baseball on the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news,